Let's begin. Page 381 in your hymnals. Holy Bible, Book Divine, 381. Let's all stand, shall we? Page 381. Holy Bible, Book Divine, precious treasure, thou art mine. Mine to tell me whence I came. Mine to teach me what I am. 381 on the second. Mine to chide me when I roam. Mine to show a Savior's love. Mine thou art to guide and guard. Mine to punish or reward. Mine to comfort in distress.
Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the day that you've given us. Thank you for the time to come to church, to hear your word, to let God speak in our lives as we go out into the world and show forth your love. We pray for Pastor while he's out. And again, as we heard this morning, I pray for Gavin as he's on a new journey and he needs our prayers. And really for all of us to pray for one another, that we keep standing up for Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. You may be seated. Page 398 in your hymnals. How long has it been? Page 398.
Roger didn't give us the correct bulletin this morning. We have church every Sunday. So remember that. We have church on Wednesdays. So remember that. We have the adults up here, the teens downstairs, the Awana downstairs. Keep them in your prayers. Man, they're in a... You know, when we went to school, I didn't think school was that bad, even though, again, some people hated school, some people loved school. The ones that loved it, super duper fine. Some of us just wanted to get through it. But last Wednesday, they all hate their teachers, they all hate their principals. And, man, God just tells us to respect them. And so pray for them. You know, whether, again, we have jobs, and again, if you don't like your boss, you still got to respect them. You know, at least we have the option. If we don't like our boss, we can change jobs. But you'll still have a boss, so you still have to respect them. And over and above that, it's God that wants us to show the respect. So, ushers, if you come. Thanksgiving dinner coming up on the 23rd. And Roger said no jail service, correct?
Right.
This Thursday? So that was last week. We missed it. The Christmas shoe boxes, we were looking back there, and they're packed. But Shirley said that you can grab any shoe box and fill it up, bring it in. They need those kids all around the world, even here in the United States. They need the Lord. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for the day that you've given us. Thank you for the offering, Lord. It's to help do your work. Help us to have a good mindset on giving that part to you. And you've allowed us to keep the other part, and may we use it for your glory. We do pray for Pastor as he's out. Refresh him. Bring him back with a fire in him. And we thank you for that, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.
choir, please take your hymnals once again and turn to page 378. It is well with my soul, page 378. Let's all stand, shall we?
Just don't knock me over. Like, wham! Fall back.
Seated. The girls' trio, Abby, Sarah, and Rainey, are coming to sing.
Oh, what a wonderful day it is.
Turn in your Bibles to Acts chapter 4. As we go through life, my title here is You Never Know What's Going to Happen. And so my idea is we just keep talking to people. Some hear, some don't. But we just never know what's going to happen. Acts chapter 4, verses 1 through 13. It says, "And as he spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and the scribes and Annas, the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them in the midst, they asked, By what power, by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, Ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and by all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." So let's pray. Lord, thank you for the time you've given us, again, to come to church, to hear your word. And Lord, the world we live in, just help us to keep talking to people. Help us to keep sharing our testimony. Help us to keep telling people about Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, amen. So as we go through this, again, when you look in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John are going to church. I'm going to use our terminology. I mean, I know it's the temple, but for our sake, they were going to church. There was a lame man by the door of the church asking for money. And what did Peter say? We usually take them to McDonald's or give them gas. But Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he did. And the people were all amazed. And again, aren't we amazed when God answers our prayer? And yet, we pray to him to answer our prayers, and so it shouldn't be such an amazement. And again, back in the day, again, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, all they were waiting for Jesus to come, and then when he came, they didn't like him. Again, Moses told them, he's coming. When he answers our prayers, sometimes we expect it sooner than later. And when it was later, and he answered their prayer, they were all amazed. Peter is telling them what they already know. And I stated it like that because even as I grew up Catholic, I knew the things we knew. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We knew that he died for our sins. We knew that he rose again from the dead. Christmas, Easter, everybody sees it. So they know, but they just don't know. They don't know the truth. And so that's what we need to keep telling them. Peter in verse 19, he tells them, "Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins be blotted out." And as Peter's talking to the people, we come to chapter 4. And this is where our vent keeps continuing. And so you never know what's going to happen. As we look at the first few verses there, the 1 through 4. "And as he spake unto the people," again, the priests and all that came to the temple. They were grieved that he taught and preached in the name of Jesus. We just confront people with their sin. That's what Jesus does. If nobody talked to me about Jesus, then I would keep doing what I thought was right. Jesus confronts us. We get saved. And now we
know the truth and we work at doing the truth. And that's why we get saved. We change. Verse 4, howbeit many of them believed. They were saved. And so we never know what's going to happen. People are going to get saved, but what are we looking at? Are we looking at, I don't want to talk to them because they look goofy, they don't look right, they're, if I go and talk to them about Jesus, they're going to pound me in the ground, and they're going to beat me up, toss me in the dumpster, you're never going to see me again. Or do we trust the Lord and say, you know what, they need the Lord. And so we never know what's going to happen. We never know who's listening outside of who we're looking at. Again, it's that, what do you say, the third party. If we're talking to somebody, there's other people that are listening. Again, as we read the scriptures, we even, you know, they even tell us that, you know, some of the priests, they believed the word. They were listening. And so we never know what's going to happen. In verse 1, Peter, he spake unto the people. This is what we need to look at. Talk to people. Invite them to church. Share your testimony with them. Again, when you're talking to people, a lot of times we don't, depending on the time, where you're at, you know, you something comes up and it's like, hey, I instead of just saying I go to church, I go to Lakeside Baptist Church. They're either going to go, wow, or they're Baptist, you know. Yeah, I used to go to a Catholic church, but they didn't teach me the truth. I wanted to make sure I was going to heaven. And so we just keep talking to them. Ask them where they go. You know, we got people that, they know a little bit about Jesus. You know, when I grew up in the Catholic Church, I drank. Because the only thing I knew about the Bible is Jesus turned water into wine. So that made it okay. On this side of salvation, that just sounds completely nuts. But they don't know. I mean, they know, but they don't know. And so we just keep talking to them. People are out, they're hurt, they're looking for something. And I don't know how old you were when you were saved, but the drugs, the alcohol, the, man, now it's the terrorists and everything else that are out there. It's like, hey, come, we'll help you. Come to our family. Next thing you know, holy cow, the guns and they're blowing people around. Well, let's blow them up with the gospel, okay? And so we just keep talking to them because we don't know where they're at. They put on a good face, but we get the bus kids. Man, what kind of family life do they have? You know? And so we just, man, we love on them. And some of them are hard to love on. But we trust Christ. Again, what was it, 15 years. And you know, somebody from the jail calls up Roger and says, hey, remember me? Sometimes you can't forget them. But then years later, because of our testimony, because we shared with them, because we talked with them, they get saved. We plant that seed. We never know where that seed's going to go. Man, do you know you're going to heaven? And again, as a Catholic, I knew I was going to heaven because I wasn't as bad as the other guy that killed somebody. I never robbed a bank, so I'm better than they are. That was my terminology. That's not God's terminology. And people need to know God's terminology, not ours. And so are they going to heaven? Do you really know if you were to die today and stand before God, what would you say? If it's not what God told us, it's going to say, depart from me. And there is a hell. There is a heaven. We're going to go one place or the other. And so we keep talking to people because we just never know. Here's Peter. I mean, we hear the apostles and I mean, I don't want to go to jail and preach in the jail and have Roger on the other side of the bars looking at me going, Fred, what'd you do today? You know? And it's like they put me in here. I didn't do nothing wrong, you know? And Roger's like, make sure you talk to that guy. Make sure you talk to that guy. You know, I'd rather be on this side instead of on the inside, but well, we just never know. And again, the script, I'd rather go in there because they just hate my message. And man, I don't know if we're in that day, but even if we are, we just keep talking. We just keep sharing the gospel. And the others will be around. The priests and the Sadducees, they were grieved. You know, we don't call them the priests anymore, but they love their sin. They love their power. They love their position. You know, when we get saved, we get confronted with our sin and we have to humble ourselves. You know, sometimes, again, I want it to be my way. And if you don't like my way, phooey on you. But that's the way it's going to be. You like it your way. And if we don't like it, sometimes phooey, that's the way it's going to be. But if we can agree on God's way, man, we can conquer the world. And so the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the people around us, they think they have it all. Humanly, earthly, maybe, but they're still missing something, and they know it. Man, when we go to the New Foundations ministry and we hear some of the testimonies of the people there, it's been a few years, but I remember the one girl, Roger, that gave her testimony. She had everything. She drove a different car like every week. She talked about going to the bedroom and there was just a pile of money on there. And they had everything, but yet she still said there was something that was missing. That's what we have. And that's what they need to hear. So they love what they have, but they're still missing something. And so we just keep talking to them. I was surprised when I looked up some of the words there. The Old Testament, there was a lot. Micah 2:6, it says, "Prophesy ye not. Say they to them that prophesy, they shall not prophesy to them. They shall not take their shame." And the idea was, God just got frustrated with them. It's like, let them alone. They're in their shame. They're in their world. They're in their sin. If we don't witness to them, we have what they need. They're never going to get out of their sin. And sometimes our thought process, well, that's your job. You know, I'm going to let you do it. Again, God didn't save us and take us to heaven right away. He kept us down here. There are people that you can reach that I can't. There are people I can reach that you can't. And so we work together. But we keep talking to people because people are out there and they're looking for something. We just need to make sure they find Christ. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's who they need. They're like 2 Timothy 3:5. They have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. They want to do it their way. Is again, I didn't have any of this in my notes about being Catholic and sharing a little bit of my testimony, but that was my way. I could do whatever I wanted to do. And some of you that are Catholic, man, that's the way it is. You go to the priest, you confess your sin, you walk back out, and you do the same thing you did before you even walked in there to confess your sin. And so it's like, here, man, God just gets a hold of us. And if you keep sinning, are you saved? Do you just know the words? Are you, you know, have the fire insurance, as some people say? But when we're saved, man, we still struggle. We still have our ups and downs. We still, man, life is still life. But we just work at it. We just work at trusting the Lord. The just man falls 7 times, but he gets back up again. And man, again, I got to stop watching the news and all that stuff. The world around us and all that's going on, it just seems like, man, there's more. Here's all the bad people and here's the good people, you know. But we just keep working at it. You know, all Satan wants us to do is to stop. And he's doing a pretty good job at it. But we need to be better. And really, like we heard this, we've won. We have won. We just need to keep going. And so again, at some point in our life, somebody confronted us. They witnessed to us. They invited us to church. Man, I remember as a Catholic, I mean, if again, our teaching and all that stuff, if we stepped in another church, That wasn't a Catholic church. We were going to die. I mean, that was, and I had a friend that got saved, and he was getting baptized at a Baptist church, and it's like I wanted to go see him baptized. And I remember coming up to the front door of that church, door open, and I went, and I didn't die. But I mean, that's what was instilled that was in my thought process. It's like, man, if I'm going to die if I walk into another church, and I didn't. And back then, we had a little baby, and I sat up front, and they said, we can take your baby to the nursery. And I said, you're not touching my baby because I don't know if I'll get him back, you know. But that was, man, that was my thought process. And now it's, now that I'm on this side of the line and I'm, you know, with God's people, man, we're not doing nothing to the babies, you know, in the nursery. We just want you to come up here and listen, hear the gospel, you know. But some of the stuff, we don't know where people are at. And so we never know what's going to happen. But again, at some point, somebody talked to us, somebody shared the gospel with us, and we got saved. We trusted Jesus Christ as our Savior. And we start doing it God's way. You know, again, the Titus 3:5, not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. I couldn't do anything. Just because I didn't rob a bank or kill somebody, that still didn't mean I was going to heaven over somebody else. The people that are in jail that have done that, Paul, they go to heaven. And so we just need to keep working at it. We start changing for the better from the inside out. And we just keep working at it. And again, you know, we get a new family. We get new friends. We get new acquaintances. My new family was you. Okay? My family's still Catholic. We still witness to them. You know, still share the gospel when we can. They want to do things on Wednesday. And it's, I'm sorry, I go to church. You know? And that's, you know, that's the way it is. And they still do that, but I still go to church. And so we get new family, we get new friends, we get new acquaintances. And I tell you, that's one of the things, man, we do because we grow. You need to break away from the world. There are some friends that, man, we're tied into. But if your bestest best friend isn't saved, you need to get a new bestest best friend, because it's going to take you the wrong way. We just need to trust the Lord. He gives us a new family. We don't think of it as a new family, but all of a sudden it becomes a new family. He gives us new friends, and sometimes we think if we don't have the friends we have, we'll have nobody. But He gives us new friends. Again, before salvation, I didn't think you could have fun without drinking alcohol. Okay, bowling all the time. We went bowling and we drank. And then when I got saved and I was at Hillcrest Baptist Church and the teens were going bowling, I looked at them and I says, what are you going drinking for? And they looked at me like I was dumbfounded. It's like, we're going bowling, Fred. That did not compute to me. I couldn't go with them the first couple times because I'm like, man, you know, the old self was still hanging on. And it's like, there's no way I can step in there. And boy, we just grow. We just grow. It's new friends. We break the old. They're not saved. They become acquaintances. We still see them. We still share. We still witness to them. We just never know what's going to happen. Sometimes they need that life-threatening event happen in their lives, and all of a sudden we'll see them come walk through our doors. But it's for us to stay faithful. We get new acquaintances. I'm reading a book, The Wisdom of the Bullfrog, and there's a chapter in there named The Only Easy Day Was Yesterday. The one part says you will only fail when you think that today is going to be easier than yesterday. You know, God tells us, 2 Corinthians, old things have passed away, behold, all things become new. It's not that the today's going to be as frustrating and as hard, but the only easy day is yesterday. We just keep going. We just keep working at it. We just keep trusting Christ. We just never know what's going to happen. We keep talking to people. And again, here's Peter talking. Here's the priest coming on him. They're all grieved because he's talking about Jesus. And verse 4, howbeit, many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. We just never know what's going to happen. We share the gospel. We tell them we go to Lakeside Baptist Church. We don't know who's listening. Somebody that's round about us and all that. And where'd they say they go? What do you want to know that for? We just never know what's going on in their lives. And so we just keep witnessing. We just keep sharing. People are going to get saved. But if we don't say anything, nothing's going to happen. And so we just keep working at it. This is what we need to be looking at. We never know who's listening. We just keep going. The next few verses, the 5, 6, and 7, and it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and the scribes and all the family came together, and they set them. Again, by what power, by what name have you done this? People try everything but Jesus. And Jesus is the answer. I don't know what you were like. I was like, that's nice. It's not what I need. It's not what I want. But that was the answer. I'm glad people didn't give up on me. People didn't give up on you. And I had a friend that got saved. Crazy guy, met a girl that went to church, and he went to church with her. Got saved. It had been 11 years since we had talked to one another before I got saved. And when I got saved, I went to see him. I knew where he lived. I knew where he was at. Knew kind of like the job he was doing. And when I got saved, I went and visited him, knocked on his door. He opened up the door, and it's like, you know, what are you doing here? I just wanted to let you know I got saved. Kind of like the phone call Roger got. Once I got saved, I knew what he had. But before that, if he didn't want to drink with me, I didn't want him around. And if I was going to drink, he didn't want me around. And okay, parted ways. I'm sure he prayed for me. He told me, he says, I just didn't know how to come and talk to you. We just keep talking to people. We just never know who's listening. And so they're going to get saved. The Proverbs 29:7, an unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in the way is an abomination to the wicked. Man, this battle keeps going, and it's never going to stop. They don't like us. It's not that we don't like them. We just don't want them in their sin. We want them to get saved. You know, and it's not that we're perfect. We strive to be. We want to be. But when they see us not doing the things they're doing, they just think, oh, you're so perfect. And it's like, we know we're not. We just want them to trust Christ. And so that was the answer. That's what they need. And again, Peter answers them in 8, 9, and 10. It's like the Peter filled with the Holy Ghost. That's who we have. When we talk to people, we've got God, the Holy Spirit, dwelling within us. Amen. He gives us the power of God's Word. Peter didn't speak on his own. Filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and by the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. It's Jesus. It's not you or me. It's Jesus. Jesus is the one that saves them. And so we need to remember that. This is what happened to you. This is what happened to me. 1 Corinthians 2:2, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. thinking of Nathan, all the little intricate details that he does. I have no idea what that is. But I know Jesus. When we were down in the teens, and it's like, you know, the gas goes through your vehicle. How does it work through there? And when you start up, I just know there needs to be gas in the truck in the truck to start it. Who knows how all that works? And I think it was Cammie or Rainey. I know. It's like, oh, yeah, you're Tom's kids. You know everything about all that stuff. You know, if it needs fixing, just call him. He can find a way, and I don't know what he does, but it runs, you know. And so I don't know all that, but I know Jesus. 2 Timothy 1:12, for I know whom I have believed. You know, they called him ignorant men. Okay, so I don't know what you know, but I know how you can get to heaven. And that's most important. Mark 13:11, it says, but when they shall lead you and deliver you up, take no thought beforehand what you shall speak, neither to do ye premeditate, but whatsoever shall be given you in that hour, that speak. For it is not ye that speak, but the Holy Ghost. Man, what am I going to say to him? I don't know. Walk up to him and God's going to give you the words. That's what they need. That's what they need. Trust God. The last few, the stone which the builders set at naught, become the head. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And they took knowledge of Peter and John that they had been with Jesus. You know, it seems like everybody wants to get rid of that Baptist name. And again, man, just bugs the tar out of me when it is a Baptist church and they don't use the King James Version and they've got a band on the stage and all that stuff and they've just, like, deteriorated the name. I mean, it used to mean something when you went to a Baptist church. I mean, they probably thought you were prim and holy and all that stuff. And, you know, this is how narrow we are. We just want to be like Jesus. We're not perfect, but, oh, you're just so narrow-minded. Yes, this is how narrow-minded we are. And, you know, they always try to put that and beat us down with it. They took knowledge that they had been with Jesus. They thought they were ignorant. They thought that they were unlearned men, but they took knowledge of them, that they had been with Jesus. This is what I know. This is what I'm learning. This is what saved me from my sin. This is what's getting me to heaven. And so that's what we need to do. That's the answer. John 1:12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. They know, but they don't know. Again, in the Catholic Church, we knew that. We knew you had to trust Jesus to get to heaven, but then they had Mary and Joseph, and they had all the other saints that were there. And again, it's really odd because some of their saints that you pray for seeing, she was blind, you know, and it's like it just doesn't make sense. And again, you read some of the scriptures in here, the statues, yeah, they have mouths, but they don't talk. They have eyes, but they don't see. You know, we have a God has a mouth and he speaks. We have a God that has eyes and he sees. But boy, when you're lost, you just, it doesn't compute. And so they know, but they don't know. And so we just help to straighten them out a little bit. And again, when they're proud and they have pride, don't tell me anything that I don't already know. And man, God just helps us. God will give us the words. We'll plant the seed. We just never know what's going to happen. One day they're going to look for something and they're going to come back to it. Acts 1:8, you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and under the uttermost part of the earth. God's given us the power to do it. What have we done with it? As much as I say it to you, I look in the mirror and I say it to me. He's given us what we need. We just need to trust Him. We just need to trust Him. Again, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The only way they're going to get to heaven is through Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And so we keep talking to people. We just don't know who's listening. Boy, we just never know what's going to happen. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for the day that you've given us. We look in the Bible and we read it and sometimes we miss personalizing it. And Lord, it's for our growth. It's for our learning. It's for just to keep sharing, just to keep talking to people. It's what they need. And so, Lord, help us. Help us to use the power that you've given us. We've got God, the Holy Spirit, dwelling within us to share with people. Help us to trust that you'll give us the words to say. Thank you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Let's stand and sing 119. And again,
if you don't know Jesus Christ is your Savior, that's the most important thing. We're a sinner, and we need to ask Jesus to forgive us of that sin, and by faith we accept Him as our Savior. We repent of that sin. And so that's the most important thing. And let's pray that we use the power that God's given us to share and talk with people. 119. Lord, thank you for the time you've given us to hear your word. And Lord, help us to use your power. Help us to do what you've called us to do. Thank you, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.